Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Dan Mao of the 91st Legislative District in Adams County. Representative Mao, welcome to this report to your constituents. It's a new session in Harrisburg, and there's a lot of thought about what really needs to be done this year, and there has been significant discussion about something called paycheck protection. It has been introduced over in the Senate, and it could be coming our way in the House sooner than we think. What's this entail, and what are some of your observations about this particular effort?
Well, thank you. Just so everyone at home understands what we're talking about when we nickname a bill such as this, paycheck protection actually is somewhat of what it says. There are several labor unions that negotiate into their contracts, or it's just automatically considered that dues for that labor union or that organization will be automatically deducted from your paycheck and sent in whether you like it or not. And we're getting a lot of complaints from employees from either the state or the school sector that are saying, wait a minute, they're not using my funds the way I'd like to see them be used, but I have no choice. They just take them. So paycheck protection would make it illegal for an entity such as a school or the state government to automatically take money out of your paycheck, send to the unions that they in turn around and use to give as campaign contributions to guys like me, which I don't take them, but it's people in the legislature, whether it's the House or Senate, to make sure that their laws and their rules stay protected. So we want to give the protection to the employee by saying, no more of this. You cannot use taxpayer resources such as the school secretary, the school finance officer, the accountant, the mail system, and all that, which is taxpayer funded, to use for campaign purposes. That's illegal to do that, but somehow this has slipped through and has been allowed in law. We need to reverse that so employees can make the choice themselves as to whether they want to have that money deducted or not. We basically want to make it illegal, and if you want to send your money into your organization, your union, or what have you, you'd have to do it on your own and stop asking the taxpayers to spend their resources to do it for you. I'm one of these guys that truly believes that you should have a choice. You should not be forced to join any organization to hold a job, whether it's in state government or local government or your school system. That should be your choice as to whether you want to join that particular labor organization or not.
Representative Mao, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Dan Mao.